Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is up, my friends? Welcome into Drummer Daily. Once again, my name is Daniel Hadaway, a.k.a. the Drum Coach. As always, I'm pumped that you're here with me. Let me take my headphones off real quick because they're just in the way. Today I wanted to share a little story with you, and this is something I think that I probably have shared before, but kind of a different perspective on it, because especially right now, as I'm recording this, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and I know that definitely has affected a lot of people who depend on drumming or playing music for their livelihood. And so I just wanted to kind of revisit this topic a little bit and kind of remind you of it if you haven't heard it, or if you haven't heard it in a while. We've got some friends, and I have not shared this story before. We've got some friends who actually, a few years ago here in the small town we live in, opened a coffee shop, and this town desperately needed a good coffee shop. We didn't have a good one. We didn't have really, we had one kind of, they weren't really a coffee shop. They called themselves a coffee shop, but they really sell more food and other things. And my wife and I, we really love good, you know, snobby coffee. And so there was some people that we met here in town that actually were working towards opening a coffee shop, and eventually they did. And it was awesome. So good. Great coffee, great espresso, great, you know, all the stuff, all the cool stuff you like from coffee shops, or at least I do, they had. But more recently, I guess they were open for maybe a year or two. And this is before the whole pandemic thing happened. So this, I don't think this really played into it, but they ended up selling their coffee shop and kind of getting out of the business. And typically when you see a restaurant or something like a restaurant open and close, you think that, you know, they weren't successful, or they didn't make enough money, or they weren't, you know, doing, things weren't going well for the business, so to speak. And of course, many people probably around here made that assumption about this coffee shop, because they sold their business to another company that had a little bit bigger footprint. They sold to a donut shop. So the coffee shop is still there. It's just not owned by the same people. But the reality of what actually happened with this coffee shop is that the people who opened the coffee shop, they just decided that they really did not enjoy running a coffee shop. They just didn't enjoy that part of it. And it's funny because they for a while before they opened up the shop, we'd see them at the farmer's market. They'd have a booth there, and they'd make coffee there. And so we'd always go over and buy coffee beans or drinks. They had a little mobile espresso set up there. It was really awesome. But they always were working. They loved making the coffee. They loved meeting people. They loved all that stuff. But what they discovered once they opened the shop was they didn't actually enjoy running the shop. Interestingly, actually years and years ago, my wife and I, we actually tried to open a coffee shop. And part of the reason why we decided not to do it was we came to realize that we really enjoy making coffee and drinking coffee, of course, but we enjoy making it for other people. But The second we opened a coffee shop, our job was not going to be making coffee. It was going to be selling coffee and getting people to come to our coffee shop. And that's a very different thing. And you're probably, or maybe you're thinking right now, Daniel, where are you going with this? What does this have to do with drumming? Well, I want to, you know, the same way that you can enjoy making coffee and, but the second you want to, you know, do it for a living, so to speak, by opening a shop, your job changes. Same thing can be true about drumming. You can really enjoy drumming, but the second you become a professional drummer, your job is no longer just playing drums. Your job is actually finding and keeping gigs. Now, part of that is your playing and playing drums, but there's a lot of other stuff that goes along with it. And I know a lot of people right now, of course, people who just depend on live playing, there's nothing they can really do about the fact that, you know, all their gigs got canceled. But there's still lots of recording and other things going on. But a lot of people who are now struggling, who are professional musicians because of the pandemic, a lot of them, and not all of them again, because so if you're struggling and you're hearing this, I don't want you to, everyone's different. There are plenty of people who could have done nothing different, and the pandemic, you know, was going to take its toll on them no matter what they did. But there is a group of people who did not spend their time when they were a professional musician and everything was opened up and they were working steadily as musicians. They did not spend their time on the part of their quote unquote business, their drum business, finding and keeping gigs and doing other things along the way that could generate more gigs for them or more opportunities as a drummer. And that is actually, I would say, you know, more than half of the work that you have to do as a professional drummer once that change happens is your job definition changes. You're no longer just playing drums. Your main objective is actually finding and keeping gigs. And sometimes just that mindset shift is all it takes to start looking at things differently and actually making that happen and achieving the objective of finding and keeping gigs. But there's a lot of people out there who I think want to become professional musicians because they want to play drums all day. And if that's the only thing you want to do, and everything else about being a professional musician, AKA finding and keeping gigs, sounds unappealing to you, then maybe being a professional drummer is not for you. Maybe something else is a good career path, and then you can keep playing drums for fun and with other people and be in a band or whatever else you want to do, but just don't rely on it for your income. Now, if all that other stuff sounds appealing to you and you say, you know what, or you say, you know what, I want to be a professional drummer so bad that even if that other stuff doesn't sound too appealing to me, I'm willing to do what it takes to become a professional drummer or stay a professional drummer. It's much harder to stay a professional drummer than it is to become one. Trust me. If you say, you know what, all that's worth it to me, even if it doesn't sound super appealing to me, that's fine too. But if you're someone who says, you know what, being nice to people when I'm not in a good mood is impossible for me and I don't ever want to do that, or playing music that I don't think is my favorite music is not appealing to me and I can't do that, or compromising on exactly what I think should be played by the drums in a specific song is not appealing to me. If those things sound like the kinds of things that you would say or think, then it's going to be really hard for you to find gigs. So again, remember, the second that you decide to become a professional drummer, your job description changes. Your new job is finding and keeping gigs, not just playing drums. All right, so I hope this helps you out in your path to being a drummer, especially as things start to open back up. I'm very hopeful that, especially as we go through 2021, that things will open back up for all of us and we'll get back to normal. I plan to go back to doing some in-person intensives this year where people come to Nashville and hang out in the studio and get to have a session, a drum session, and I hang out with them one-on-one. But I can't really plan for that right now. I can't open that up because I don't want people to, you know, not be able to come here. So it's definitely affecting some of the plans I had for this year, and I'm sure it's probably affecting you as well. But as things do open back up, I want you to look for opportunities to find and keep gigs and start thinking about it that way. If if you want to be a professional drummer, that's what you got to do. All right. Thanks for joining me today. As always, we will be back very soon on Drummer Daily. As always, a honest review of this podcast helps me a ton. If you do it, especially on the Apple Podcast app, either on your phone or your computer or wherever you listen to this podcast, a review is always appreciated, but it does help me out. It helps this podcast stay visible. It helps expand the number of people that get to hear this podcast. Share the love by leaving a review. It really does help me out. All right. Thanks again for joining me. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.